In his veto message, Evers said he wouldn't sign a bill that has any chance of letting PFAS polluters off the hook. He also objected to the way the bill would have placed limits on regulators' authority. At the same time, he pressed lawmakers on the Joint Committee on Finance to release $125 million set aside under the current budget to deal with the chemicals. Town of Campbell Supervisor Lee Donahue says everyone agreed the money was needed for communities like hers that are facing PFAS contamination.
And it's just sat in a fund for more than 9 months while we struggle day to day with having contaminated water.
GOP lawmakers have said the bill would have protected landowners from paying for PFAS contamination they didn't cause. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.